Today was the beginning of the end for Blockbuster in Alaska. The two remaining stores in Fairbanks and Anchorage began their inventory sales, selling off DVDs, Blu-rays, and video games. Even the racks they're displayed on are up for grabs. Alaska Public Media's Emily Russell was at today's sale and talked to people about what Blockbuster has meant to them.
Ready?
Come on in, guys. Come on in.
People flood into the two front doors at the Anchorage Blockbuster. They grab blue plastic shopping baskets and make a beeline to the aisles of DVDs. Within minutes, Hannah Lewis's basket is filled to the brim.
I have some new releases, a couple TV shows, and an Xbox game for Legos.
Hannah is 23 years old. She's lived in Alaska her entire life. She says she's been coming to Blockbuster for as long as she can remember.
When I was a kid, we came here, I would say, every day or every couple days because we were kids, we loved movies. And now since I'm adult, I come here, me and my boyfriend would come here every other week or so to rent some movies, because sometimes you can't find the stuff on TV.
There are more and more ways to rent or stream movies, like on Netflix, Amazon, or Hulu. But a lot of people here say streaming services don't have all the options, especially when it comes to the classics. That's what brings Diane to Blockbuster.
We're here quite often for the older movies and things like that.
Diane is a self-proclaimed Blockbuster regular. She comes in a couple times a week. Right now, she's standing in the checkout line with about 20 plastic DVD cases in her hands.
Walking Dead and Fear the Walking Dead.
A lot of them.
Yes. No, the ones I don't already own.
Diane says she'll miss the movies, sure, but really, she says it's the employees that have made Blockbuster so special. Diane says the general manager, Kevin Damude, knows her by name.
I've known a lot of these customers since 1993.
Kevin has been working here for decades. He says breaking the news to his staff and then customers, that's been the hardest part.
It kills me to sit there and tell them, and the reaction, you know, when you see people crying, you're like, God, don't do that. Please don't do that.
Kevin hugged customers, asking how their kids were, and dodging questions about what his plans were for life after Blockbuster.
It hurts your heart because, you know, this is the end of an era, you know. You think about it, this is Blockbuster's gone in Alaska, that's it.
Inventory sales will continue at the two remaining Blockbusters in Anchorage and Fairbanks through August. In Anchorage, I'm Emily Russell.